5.
Hey, Kislev, Tuesday the 3rd of December, Rabbi Gershon Dunner, Hilchos Brochos Part 3, Beer, Smoothies and Soups. Beer, smoothies.
Today we discuss, as we said, the different brachas you make on various liquids that come from a food which the bracha is not shahakal. We'll discuss which liquids you make a shahakal on and which liquids you don't. And we'll go through the background why that is, and we get various nafkaminas for the various different drinks. So the Mishnah, beginning of Ketz Mavarchin, says, Ketz Mavarchin al peris ha'ilon, on all things that grow on trees, v'oimeh b'yri p'mi ha'etz. Chutz min ha'yayin, apart from wine, even though wine originates from grapes, which originate from a tree, on the yayin you make ha'gefen. Peris ha'aretz, on vegetables, things that grow from the ground. Some fruits also are considered peris ha'aretz, strawberries and raspberries and whatever, that's a different shmooze. You make b'yri p'mi ha'adamah. Apart from path, bread, even though it originates from barley, from wheat, which comes from the ground, you still make a hamoisi. Mzoinas, the Gemara says later, kol shu michamishas mine dogon, anything that comes from the five grains, you make a bairi mine mzoinas. The reason is because those five grains are satiating and they are the ikka of someone's diet, and therefore for them we make a special extra bracha bairi mine mzoinas. Okay. So first we want to discuss beer. I apologize, I didn't bring with any live samples, but everyone knows what beer is, and we're good to go. So what is beer? What is beer? How do you make beer? So we make beer by taking some malted barley, and we soak it in hot water. And that releases the malt sugars. And then, after it's cooled, we add in yeast, and that begins the fermentation process, and that releases alcohol, and we have beer. So, what is beer again? Beer is water with some barley mixed together. Normally there's a rule, kol sheyesh bo michamish min hadagon, any mixture which has in it anything from michamish min hadagon, the bracha is mezoinus. So we're going to discuss why do we not, or we're assuming we don't make a mezoinus on beer, why not? The chora, this is a type of food which has a mixture of barley and water in, and all foods that have a mixture of barley and anything else, the bracha is mezoinus. Even if there's a milt, even though if most of any food mixture is something else, but there's a milt of one of the chemishes mini dogon, there's a milt of barley, there's a minority of wheat, barley, all the other things, the halacha is you still make a mezoinus. The reason is because always that is the ikka, that's the main part of the dish, the main satiating factor of the dish is the mezoinus, therefore you make mezoinus. For example, if one eats cholent, not during the Shabbos, let's say one is a yeshiva shagai, and they say that yeshiva bachrim eat cholent from like Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday, and yungalite eat cholent much Shabbos Sunday and Monday because they have. Let's say you're eating cholent, not part of a Shabbos suda. What bracha do you make? They got their potatoes, you got their meat, got their barley. Halacha is you make a mezoinus, the Fi'il Mishnah Berurah. Why? And the whole thing. No, the Fi'il Mishnah Berurah. You make one mezoinus on the whole thing. The reason is, if you look at it as being one dish, it's one dish. And if you have humongous potatoes in there, which you can't eat with anything else, they're so big, the bracha could be different. But a normal cholent, where on a regular spoon, a bit of everything comes up, a bit of barley, a bit of meat, a bit of beans, a bit of potatoes, the bracha will be mezoinus fi mishnah berurah. Because, kol sheyesh bo, whenever there's a little bit of mezoinus in the dish, the whole dish becomes mezoinus. The question is, why do we not make a mezoinus on beer? Agav, rice, we mentioned before, is different to the other types of mezoinus in this aspect. If you have rice in a cholent and without any barley, the bracha would not automatically be mezoinus because rice doesn't have this mila, this special din of mezoinus, that even though there's a little bit of it, it becomes mezoinus, but doesn't apply to rice.
But you make mezoinus on rice,
right? Even though rice by itself is mezoinus, a mixture of rice and meat, and if there's more meat than rice, you would make a shahakal on the rice and meat dish, not a mezoinus. However, if there's more rice than meat, then you still make a mezoinus because of roiv, not because of the din kol sheyesh bo. Okay. So, why is beer not mazoinus? Beer has in it barley. That's the question that we're asking today, and it's not my question. It's the question that Tosfos asks in Brachas Daf Lamed Ches Omdav. Our Tosfos, V'sheicha didom, our beer, afal gav, d'shema yesh ben kazayas d'chet plus. There's so much barley there, you might eat the kazayas of it in 4 minutes. Still, loy mevarachin olav boiri mini mazoinus. Ela shahako. Why? Says Tosfos, three answers. Answer number one is Ein Sheikha Ela Tama Bovat. When you're eating beer, we're drinking beer, it's a smooth mixture, it's not thick. And therefore what mazoinus is here? There's no mazoinus be'en, there's no pieces of barley in. All there is there's a tam, you cooked the barley in hot water and you extracted a taste of barley, and there's no barley there in itself, it's just the taste of barley. And Tosfos says in the first teretz, on the taste of mazoinus, you don't make a mazoinus dafka, and you make a shahakal. Teretz number one is that there's no barley be'en. It's not a mixture of water and barley, it's a mixture of water and taste of barley, and therefore it's going to be shahakal. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two is the yesh ilu achrina bepas, that by wheat and barley, there's something else you could do with this wheat and barley, and that would make it its ideal form, i.e. bread is the ideal thing you make with wheat and barley, and since that's the ideal, that will be a hamotzi. But if you're using wheat and barley for something else, you're downgrading its use. It's supposed to be for the most choshev of food we have, bread, and you made it into barley, therefore you're down, just like if you eat flour. If you eat raw flour, it won't be mazoinus. Why is that? Because you're not eating it in its ideal form. All foods that get downgraded, wine that goes off and becomes into vinegar, you won't make shahakol on, because you won't make a hagafen on, because it downgraded. It became worse than what it would have been. Teret number two is beer is not the ideal form of barley. Teret number three is v'oid b'shtia oimer shahakol. On all drinks, you make shahakol.
All drinks.
All drinks. That's what Teret says. Shtia is shahakol. Doesn't explain why. We'll explain why shortly.
But it's also a drink.
And beer is a drink, and therefore it's shahakol. Tosfos is trying to explain why it's beer shahakol. It's because it's drink. All drinks you make shahakol. So far so good? Okay. Now, the Tosfos of Zohar, the Flam Aleph on base. Tosfos asks a very interesting question. He asks the sugya of Bishol Akum. He says that, don't worry, it's going to be okay before everyone gets too concerned. But Tosfos asks, why are we allowed to go to a shop and buy Budweiser, buy non-Jewish beer? The Chora, who does this fermentation process? Who's cooking it? It's a goy. If the goy cooks it, it should be Osas Bishul Akum, Osim Drabonon, and we should have to buy only Maccabi beer, which would be a big disaster for all us beer drinkers. So what's going on? Why are we allowed to drink non-Jewish produced beer? Azoi Freik Tosfos. Why is there no problem of Bishul Akum on beer? Stanzoi, the Rosh in Avodah Zarah, that's Lam Nazan
basically. Whiskey as well would be the same.
Why? Whiskey, well, the same reason why beer will be allowed, whiskey will be allowed. Now again, whiskey might have other issues, but we're not going to discuss that now, of sherry cask, and it might be called wine. Someone once told me that he likes the machlokes, if you have to get drunk on wine, dafgam purin, or is any drink that inebriates you good enough, mekayim mitzvah adlerada. Loshon of Rashi is dafka wine, others disagree. So someone told me he's makpid to drink sherry cask whiskey, and he's mekayim bullshitters, because also wine, all right. The Rosh in the Avodah Zarah says, a fascinating thing, he says the minig was in Eretz Ai, which is apparently England, that the Yidden would go to pubs and drink beer in the pubs. We have a makor from 900 years ago from the Rosh, that is the Indian of going to pubs in England, with Baruch Hashem people of Mekayim until this day. And he says again, how can you do that? It's Chor Bishlak. Answer Tosfos, that beer, the ikkah of beer is water. It punkt has an extra ingredient, it has in it barley as well. But the ikka of the drink is beer. Said Tosfos, I'll bring you a raya.
It's water.
It's water, apologies. Said Tosfos, haraya, that the ikka of beer is water, is what bracha do you make? You make a bracha shahakal. Elamai, the main component of beer is water. And on water, there's no issue of bishul akum. The reason is, because bishul akum is a special din, that something that is ne'achol chai, something which is edible in its raw state, even were a guy to cook it, it would still be allowed to be eaten by a Yid, because if it was already Nechol Chale, a carrot, you could eat it raw. If a guy would cook a carrot, it won't become Asa, because the guy didn't do anything choshev in this bishel. He didn't make a real inherent change. It was edible before, it was edible afterwards. Masha Enking, sometimes not Nechol Chai, a piece of meat, which was inedible in its raw state, and the guy went and cooked it. There will be Bishl Akum, because there you see the Maisa of the guy in the Maisa Bishl. Says Tosfos that the Ikkah of beer is water. Water, there is Nechol Chai, and my proof to you that the Ikkah is water is a Bracha Ishahak.
What was coffee?
That's a very good. Coffee is going to be allowed.
Well, is it the Kulalba?
That what?
That you can
insert a bishop? Yeah. There's a Bach. Ask the Bach question. How can you Tosfos say that the Ikkah of beer is water? Haraya the Bracha. That L'chayra depends on the Tosfos we just learned in Bracha L'Amaches. Tosfos here said three reasons why you make Ishakal on beer. Reason number one is because it's only time of the barley. There's no real barley here. That stims with Tosfos over there. The same yisoid, that since the ikka is water and the rest is only tam, it's shahakol, and huadin, therefore no bishul akum. However, the other truth of Tosfos, that on shtia you make shahakol. That means nothing to do with what is the ikka, what's the tofel. Sound like even if there was an ikka there of barley, it's irrelevant. On all drinks, you make shahakol. The Bach points out that Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph, l'chayra only stims l'fi the first teretz of Tosfos in Brachas. If you had the other two terutzim, that because of the ilu achrinah bepas, you could have made it into bread, then the fact that it's shahakol doesn't have anything to do with the fact that the ikka is the water. It's a separate din in Hilchos Brachas that by shtia you make shahakol. Okay, but the first teretz is good. The first teretz, that the reason why I make shahakol is because the taste of barley is only a taste and nothing more, would make us understand why you're allowed to drink beer which was made by a guy. Now, what is pshat in this toys of shtir? What do you mean? Shtir, you make a shahakol. Why is that? So, if I understand correctly, the pshat toys says, I once went to a dietitian who told me that he gave me a diet. He said, you're allowed to eat unlimited strawberries and blueberries on your diet. Okay, yeah, that's a healthy food. Doesn't make you too fat. Strawberries and blueberries is. Okay. He also went bugs, but that's a different thing. Now, I said, okay, question. And what can I drink? He said, only water. I said, okay, can I take strawberries and blueberries and make it into a smoothie, and then drink, my drink, I'll drink all day, will be strawberries and blueberries in a smoothie, and then that's what I have a tasty drink, and I'm not being over the diet, because I'm only having strawberries and blueberries, which you said a mutter. He said, no, absolutely not, you can't do that. Why not? He said, because when you eat strawberries and blueberries, that makes you full. When you eat the food, it makes you full, and you're getting full on a food which I hold doesn't make you fat. However, if you drink it, he says, on all drinking, it doesn't satisfy you. Even though you're drinking the same calories that you would be eating, when you drink something, that doesn't satiate you, and you'll remain hungry, and you'll go on eating more. I want to propose, perhaps, that dietitian is saying pshat and toifas over here. A shtia is shahakol. Pshat is, all shtias are behechuk things that don't satiate you. They're only an addition to a meal, they're not the mainstay of the meal, and therefore, on all shtias, Tosfos is saying, you make shahakol, even though it might have in it a mezonos ingredient. Now, the fee that could come out enough kamina, I'm not going to pass it, you should ask a rabbi the shayla. What's going to be if you have, nowadays there's all different types of diets where they send you like this, the special shakes, like protein shakes and these shakes, where all you eat all day is five shakes a day, nothing else, and this makes you, that satisfies you. The fee, Havana, in Tosfos over here, perhaps were you to drink such a shake, which had in it a mezonos ingredient, it would not be so simple to say that it's going to be a shahakol. Because here, the shake is lemozen, is to satiate you. Maybe the regular thing that Tosfos said, that shtir is shahakol, wouldn't apply to a shtir which is taka lemozen. I don't know, it's a good shahakol. Akaponim, we now see clearly that beer is going to only be shahakol for three different reasons, even though it has in it a component which would perhaps make it mezonos. Now let's move on to fruit juices. What bracha here do the Olam make when they drink orange juice with bits? Shahakol, yeah. Everybody's scared to answer, because you might say the wrong answer, they think it messed up. Okay. It's recorded for posterity also. No one knows who you are, don't worry. So, everyone makes shahakol on. The question is, what do you mean? You have here a ha'etz orange, and you squeeze it out, you take away the peel, basically. You squeeze out all the nutrients, and you make a shahakol. Why is that? Why should that be? So, Zot the Gemara in Brachas of Lama Chesam Dav. Amar Bavashi. Hai Duvsha Datamra. This is a date honey. Mevarach in Olav, Shahakol, Nia, Bidvar. The bracha is Shahakol, like everyone said, don't worry.
Mate, you mean?
Say again?
Mate.
Honey.
I don't know. Honey that comes from. This is the real honey in the Torah. The Torah says honey doesn't mean bee honey, it means this honey.
From honey you make a drink, it's called meat.
Oh, come here. I'm talking about add some honey here. When you eat honey, honey from dates. It's quite dark brown, it's quite thick. Date honey. My timer, why should it be shahakal? Chorah dates, it's hoitz. It says the Gemara, Zeya ba'almahu. It's Zeya ba'alma. It's the sweat of the peri, it's not the etzem peri. Says Rashi. It's not the pre, it's only considered the sweat of the pre, and therefore it's going to be hoitz. I once went to a big godel, who remain nameless because it's an interesting psak. I went there with Diane Dunner to ask Shilas to him, and we came in, he had in front of him a big cup of oranges, and while we're waiting to start asking questions, he said, took the cup, he said, Baruch Hashem, Elkinim Melech Olam, Boire Puri Ha'etz, and he started drinking the oranges. And Daniel said to him, excuse me, is everything okay? Is something wrong this morning? I got a bed the wrong side? And we'll discuss, perhaps there's a mockum to him why he did so, but we'll see that most poskim don't pass on us. Now, the exceptions to this rule of Zeya Ba'alma are olive oil, wine, and grape juice. Yeah, they have different dinim, and if you eat wine and grape juice, we do not make a shahakal, we make a hagefen. And if you have olive oil, It won't be automatic shahakal. It's inherently a ha'etz, unless you eat it by itself, because then it might damage you, because no one normal drinks olive oil, and therefore it could be no bracha or shahakal. It's a different story. But inherently, olive oil doesn't have the Zeya Ba'alma, because it's different, because the olives are made for its oil, and we'll discuss that soon. Now, the Kafah Chaim says, Tam HaChiddush, that what happens if you take a grape, and you suck the grape for its juice, or you take an orange, and you suck the orange from the fruit, just to extract its juice. So the Kavach Chaim, it's still shahakal. It's still called Zeya Ba'alma. It's still going to be shahakal. Now, all the Rishonim in Brachas ask a bomber question. We have here clear Gemara that when you have a date and it oozes honey, or you squeeze it for its honey, you make a shahakal. Ask all the Rishonim. Gemara on Lamates Amud Aleph, not one daf later, says, in the sugya of mei shlokas, which is water in which you cooked vegetables in, says the Gemara, maya the silka kasilka. The water of silka, which is beets, I think, is kasilka. It has the same bracha as the beet itself. Which means if you drink
borscht,
it will kipshutai. I mean, if you eat, or a soup, most vegetable soups, so I'll nichla on this, if you cook a carrot in water, the soup that it makes would be ha'adoma like the carrot. Ask all the Rishonim, what's going on? We have a contradiction between that Lamed Ches and the Lamed Ches, fake tasters of an art. Mayan Silka Silka, and you make it Hadoma. Afa Pi She'im Ba'ele Mayim, V'tam Hayrokas, even though all you have here is water and taste of vegetables, you still make the broccoli vegetables. Ay, Afa Gad Rin La'el, Demei Peres, Zeya Ba'alma Hu, Yesh L'chalik. So this is a very sossum, leaves it up to your imagination. Yesh L'chalik, you can. Says Tosfos can be mechalak between vegetable water and fruit water. What the chilak is, we're going to now say over the different mahalchim in the Rishon.
You're talking about vegetable water where there's no vegetables in it.
Either or. So even if there's no vegetables in it, if it's made full of soup and you're still going to eat the vegetables, it will still be hazam.
It's made with water?
You cook vegetables in water and then you either just drink the water or you drink the whole thing together. What did you say?
Kash goes back on the beer as well.
Very good. They're saying ask Kash again on beer. Very, we'll get it in a second. Very good. Yes, very good. Now, the Rashba answers the question also. He says, it depends, it's all Tola wants darkoi bakach. What is the regular usage of these vegetables and fruits? He said, fruits, they're made to be eaten. They're not made for their juices. It's also a very nice use that we drink them as well. But the ikka use of a fruit is to be eaten, and therefore when you squeeze it for its juice, the bracha will be shahakal. Masha'enke, vegetables, the ikka vegetables are made to be cooked and to be eaten as a soup, and therefore vegetables will be ha'adoma, because that is the right usage of vegetables. So he drank the rash.
It seems that like the dates are made for honey, because the pasuk says dvash, doesn't say like the name of the peri.
It's a strong question. I don't have an answer for you, but that's what Rav said.
Even if the soup, no vegetables, anything,
there would be. We'll get. Now, the Rosh says that there's no difference. The Rosh says that in your ruckus, when you cook vegetables, you have the tam of the vegetable in the water. Masha Inkein, when you have orange juice, you do not have the tam of oranges in the orange juice. Now the question is, what on earth does that mean? I know it, the taste of orange juice is markedly similar. How can you say that when you have carrots cooked in water, the water tastes of carrot? Masha Inkein, when you have orange juice, doesn't taste orange. That's the Rosh says. And the Stakler and Sochim explains, Shaza, he says, when you have, let's say, a pip in an orange, what does the pip taste of? Taste of the orange? No. The pip is an individual thing that was created from the tree, and it tastes different to what the orange tastes like. Hashem creates two things from the tree, one's the pip, one's the fruit, and they taste completely different. Says the Stakler, the Rosh is learning that there's three things created in every orange. When you make an orange, the water is created, and the peri is created, and the pip is created, and it's not shut, the juice of the orange comes from the orange. The juice of the orange is created from the tree itself. When the tree grows an orange, the two things being created by Hashem. You're creating a juice, and you're creating a peri. And therefore, the juice, even though it tastes remarkably similar to the peri, but it's not shut, it's the taste of the peri. It's its own taste, it's made by itself. There's skin, but there's the end. It's not true. A dried apricot still tastes of apricot. There's no juice there. I'm assuming you can make, it's not a popular dish, but I'm assuming dried oranges would also taste of orange, no?
So when you go to a juicing place where they put the whole...
Now, the Chazanish wants a taina, what's that we say?
No juice in the vegetables, that's enough,
yeah. Yeah. And when you're eating the soup, it's just the taste of the carrot imparted in the soup. It's carrot. You're eating carrot, just the taste of it is in something else. The chalim wants a time, therefore, if you have a fruit which is oimed to be squeezed, some, let's say, oranges, Californian oranges, are made for squeezing, not made for eating. They've said the Chazanish, to feed the Rashba said the chiluk between fruits and vegetables are that fruit is not darkoi to squeeze, and therefore it's shahakam. And vegetables, the derech is to make it into soups, and therefore that's going to be hardoma. Therefore, the Chazanish says, to feed the Rashba, would you have an orange which is grown for squeezing? Yeah, Tropicana have these huge orchards where they grow all their oranges. Says the Chazanish, to feed this Rashba, there'll be a makam to make a ha'etz on any orange juice, because it was oimed for that, and it'll be like meishlokas legabe this. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says we don't go with this Rashba, because we have a Rosh, and the Rosh says the chiluk between tam and not tam, and the type of havana and Rosh. However, this gadol was the chayra. He was, I think, at the shaykh of Chazanish, and he was going with the mahalach of the Chazanish, and that was why he made the ha'et on his orange juice. Yes.
Is there anyone who's mechalik of the meishlokas because it's
The Malach has had a chiluk that soup is made to be eaten with bread as a food, and therefore it's a food. His part is it's a food. It's a food, it's hardama. That's his pshat.
Because if someone forgets and makes a wrong bracha and he says hardama on something that's so eats, then like his yaitz because.
Okay, well, how does that help you? It's only hardama in the soup. There's no yaitz. You're making hardama because it's hardama. Now, so the question we heard before, so if so, a new question now. Why isn't beer mezonos like mei shlokas? Why can't you say that beer is also, it's like a soup? You're cooking barley in water. It should be like on all soups. We're saying now, you make hardoma, who has in beer should be hardoma. The Rosh says that because when you make beer, you throw away the barley. You're not eating the barley, it's not made for the barley, it's only made for the water. That's no good. The Rosh says the mile of soup has to be that you want the water and you want the vegetables. And you have to be wanting to eat the vegetables, either mullied into the soup or by itself. And if you're making it to throw away, it's no good. The Bach and the Tal say, Vishmachateret, they say that Sheikha, we have a soup, you have a carrot, you cook a carrot, the water tastes like the carrot. The soup tastes of carrots, and it's a soup. He says that when you cook barley and you make it into beer, the taste of beer is a very chadosha. It's a new taste. Nothing to do with barley. You can't taste barley. It doesn't taste like bread. It doesn't taste like cake. It's a whole new taste. And that chest of a new taste, therefore, it loses its shaykhus to the mezoinus, and therefore it's no good. I wonder, what's the halacha? Okay, now we'll do a quick summary, and we'll end off with one interesting shayla. So again, till now we learned that fruits are her eights, vegetables are her dhamma, the five grains are mezoinus, and everything else is shahakal. We said on beer, we make shahakal for three different reasons. Either because there's only a taste of barley there, no barley to etzem, or because you could have made it into bread, or because it's a drink. There's no bishul akum on beer, we said, because of the first terrace and toisvus, that the water is the main component of barley, and there's no problem in drinking water which a goy cooked, because it's nechel chai. We said that on all fruit juices, we make a shahakal, because it's zeya ba'alma, it's not called the fruit, it's called the sweat of the fruit. We ask a stira between that and the din of meishlokas, the din of soups, where we make a hardoma. We had different reasons. The Rashba said because roiv fruits are made for eating, roiv vegetables are made for cooking in water. Apir the Rashba, we said we understand why that gadol made the ha'etz on his orange juice, but we said that we shouldn't do so. The Maaseh Chidush Mishnah Berurah says because of the rush, we therefore make only a shahakal. Now, the nafkamina is if you make a ha'etz on orange juice, but the eved, normally if you make a ha'etz on a shahakal, it's no good. If you make a shahakal on anything but the evet, it works. And no one knows this. Who are then the Bialacha Bigdan Kusan Khan? If you make a mezoinus on anything by mistake, it works as well. It's like shahakal, that it's an all-encompassing bracha b'di evet, apart from on water and salt. But everything else, mezoinus works b'di evet. Say the poskim, were you to make a ha'etz on an orange juice, but the evet, you would be yotzer, because even though the Mishnah Berurah says to go shahakal, like the Pashas of Gemara, because there is a Rashba who learns that when it's roiv made for squeezing, it would be ha'etz. Therefore, you can't be makel, not like the Rashba, to say you made a bracha levatala, and therefore, but the evet, or ha'etz would work on orange juice. If it's fresh orange juice, if it's made from concentrate, you will lose that, because concentrate is roiv water, and therefore you'll lose the myla of orange juice together. This, and then, but the evet, it would not work. One more question, we'll leave off. What's up? So, if you have a fruit salad, and you finish eating the fruit salad, and you have the end, so somebody wants to highlight the fruit salad, you have a juice for all different fruits. That juice, what bracha do you make on it? No bracha. Because the bracha of the fruit salad patters it up as ikka and toffel. Just like when you have milk at the end of the cereal, you don't make a bracha. Now, if at the end of the cereal you start adding in more milk, then it's not so simple. But if you've done, you drink the milk that was there before, and you would not make a new bracha, bishakal. So then, on the fruit salad, water, juice, you would not make a new bracha. Now, what bracha do you make on fruit salad? This will end. You have a fruit salad. Normally, we go with roiv. You have a mixture of things. If most of the mixture is one bracha, you go with that. Unless it's mezoinus, then you go with mezoinus. Yeah, we said cholent is mezoinus, even though it's not a roiv. But everything else, you go with roiv. So, if you have fruit salad, roiv ha'eitz, miot ha'doma, it's ha'eitz. Roiv ha'doma, miot ha'eitz, it's ha'doma. The big shayla they discuss is, what if you have 40% ha'doma, 30%, let's say 40%
melon,
30% apple, and 30% grapes. What bracha do you make now? So now, the roiv min, the roiv that you have here, is a 40%. But on the other hand, you've got 60% of ha'etz. So there are paiskin, the dish which will be down from Shem Zalman, that you would make a ha'etz. Because you look at the dish, and the roiv of the dish is ha'etz. This is a big chiddush. This, in Kollel, we just a bit failed to understand pshat, why that would be. Because who gives you a right to go with roiv bracha? Normally, look at a dish. You're not sure, what is this dish? Ah, it's roiv rice. It's a rice dish. But who says you can say a dish is a ha'etz dish? Maybe you can say it's a yellow dish if roiv of the fruits are yellow and you have to make the bracha of the yellow. Mehechate, so you can go with the roiv. It's a big shayla, and therefore some person disagree and say that you wouldn't be able to just make a bracha ha'etz, and therefore perhaps it could be kedai if you have such a shayla to take fruit out and eat them separately with separate brachas. Shkoyach, everyone, for listening. Have a good day. Both soups are going to be